the bag ban. So we all know that on the 1st of July, Coles and Woolworths both issued a bag ban, right? But this morning, they have decided to have the bags for free indefinitely. Now, this is a bit controversial, as they said that they wanted to save the planet.
Yeah.
And clearly not. Mm. So we have on three guests here to talk about it. Xander.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Xander. We have Reese. Hello, Reese.
Hello.
And finally, Jaden.
Hello.
Hello. So, thoughts.
So, what is everyone's thoughts on this whole bag ban that they've now just decided to get rid of?
You know, it's pretty just lame because they're like, we're going to do this for the planet and it's going to be great. And only people have to pay like a little bit more. And now they're just saying it's too hard to remember like bags. Just put them back in your car when you're done with them. And then they're there for the next shop.
Yeah.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah. It's awful. Like it's just started and customers are complaining about the bag ban in the first place. But then there's also the other side of it where people are like, oh, no, we want to save the environment. So it's like, can you make up your mind? Like, which one do you want? Like,
yeah.
Well, do you want to go? I'll go. Okay. So my opinion on this whole thing is that I don't really care that much. Like, I care about saving the planet and all that because, you know, I'm a left-wing uni student. So, yeah, I have to care about saving the planet. But on the other hand, like, that means I got less bags coming in that I can fill up full of rubbish from my family that I then throw in the bin. And that gets frustrating when I have to go searching for bags and we don't have any. So the rubbish just piles up.
Right.
And that's my opinion on it. Your turn, Jaden.
Well, I mean, it's good that they're just continuing to have them free because a lot of people were complaining, like, why are they charging 15 cents for bags? Because it's just a profit gain for them. Because, yeah, they'd already done the figures and they were earning more money off charging 15 cents for a bag.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, they said originally that it was like to save the environment, but then they bring back like recyclable plastic bags, but they're still technically single use. And now that they remove the price of them, people are just going to throw them in the bin. Like they're not going to be encouraged to like bring them back because they're just going to get a free one next time they come in. So it's like they're basically just going back to square one.
They're a thicker plastic too.
Mm. Yay.
But they do, like, to be fair, I'm going to talk about Darwin again, but so in Darwin, they would use these plastic, well, these different material, plastic, whatever, which I think they are better. I don't know how much by, but they do get reused. I know that. Mm. So they, like, it's kind of like plastic. Like, you know how, like, plastic bags, you gather, like, a whole bunch of them. It's the same with this, but you do take them with you, maybe leave them in your boot or something of the car, and everyone does reuse them.
Yeah.
So I think that's good.
Yeah, but the thing is, and like you read on the bags, it says 80% recyclable material. So like what's the other 20%? Yeah.
Also, Jaden, are you suggesting that a company cares more about profit than saving the environment?
Yes,
they wow. do. Wow. Totally.
Xander, are you outlining basic capitalism?
I'm just too woke for this world.
Big corporations are all about the profit, so it's kind of sad to see that they were all about, like, the money in the first place and not about saving the environment.
It was such a shocker. Who would have seen that coming?
Who would have? Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? It's all about making the customers happy. Like, that's pretty much what they care about. So, like,
isn't that what they did the opposite of?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they wanted to save the environment, and then when people complained too much, they were like, you know what?
Yeah, why couldn't they just stick with their plan? They just got rid of their plan,
like,
exactly.
It was like the New Year's resolution. They were just like, you know what? We're going to fix the environment. And it's like, oh, what? You're going to charge me like 30 cents a shop more? Nah, I'm done. No, screw the environment. I don't care about towels anyway. And then, like, it's just pointless. Just get over it. It's like, either just remember the reusable bags or pay the 15 cents for the plastic one.
Mm, people were struggling paying 15 cents for a bag.
I don't believe that.
Well, I don't know. Like, Coles is like, and Woolworths are two of the most expensive places to shop. So, like, you obviously have some spare dosh around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, like, does no one goes to the shop and is like, okay, I have $200 in my bank account. Now I can get $200 worth of groceries. And then they're like, all right, that's like 37 cents for the bag. And you're like, well, cool. And I just walk home with all these groceries.
I've just gone over my budget. Hang on.
Like, no one, I don't think anyone's ever that tight for money that they can't spend 15 cents or just remember the reusable bags.
Yeah. It's something. It's just annoying, really. Just their statements is the worst part. If they didn't say in the beginning that it was to save the environment, then, like, sure, but I don't know. They've changed it into something else.
I'm going to use a Rick and Morty reference here. Uh-oh. And I know that'll be very popular with the viewers.
The listeners.
Saving the environment is like building a shelter for the homeless. Do you want to build a shelter for the homeless? Do you want the homeless to have shelters?
Sure.
Do you want to build it yourself?
No.
Exactly.
Hey,
yeah, okay.
Hey, okay, that's...
Yeah. Actually,
that's your Rick and Morty reference of the week.
That's our problem with society in the first place, I guess.
Yeah, we want to save the environment, but if it costs me 15 cents a bag... God forbid we try to save the environment.
Anything to do with us and our effort? No, we're not going to do it. It has to fix itself.
Just bring back good old paper bags for all the dry goods.
Right.
And then you can burn them. Brilliant.
Whoa.
Yeah, exactly. Saving the environment. Not really. We can try. We can dream.